It's good to see you this morning. We can get this side as full as this side, we'll be doing pretty good. Got a good group anyway. We're glad that each one of you have chosen to come and worship the Lord together this morning here at Barbie's Grove. Anybody that's in the parking lot, welcome you. Anybody that's listening later on the website, we're so glad that you've joined us as we worship Jesus. After all, the focal point is not the church, it's Jesus. He's the one that died for us. He's the one that's coming again. He's the one that sent the Holy Spirit to give you comfort and guidance and direction and power as you serve the Lord. It's good to be in God's house, and we're so glad that you're here. May we pray. Father, as we bow before you today, we thank you for every blessing you've given us. Thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Lord, you know the needs of every person that's hearing my voice, either in the sanctuary, in the parking lot, or on the website. And Lord, I thank you for your gracious goodness and your awesome power that you can speak to every one of us in our most greatest area of need. And Lord, I pray that you'll draw us closer to you. Lord, may we love you with all of our being. And we sure do thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ed, and good morning, everyone. It is a good-looking crowd, and you too, Jeff. And so, he just went right over here. But good morning, everyone. It is good to see you all this morning. As we do each Sunday, we start off with our hymn sing. And so let's sing together this morning, He Hideth My Soul. All stand together. We'll sing three verses of this morning.
Wonderful Savior.
people said, amen. Have a seat. Welcome someone. Well, good morning again, and I do have some announcements for you. Kathy has asked me to explain the bulletin for you this morning, but I think by now you realize what's happened. You'll have to do a little flip, and that way it'll make a lot of sense to you when you do that. Otherwise, you have to stand on your head, and that's not going to be nice for me. And so just flip it over like that. That's all you have to do, and it'll work out just great. Kathy said that she did this, and it's a cost-cutting situation, right, Kathy? We could throw a bunch of paper. Right, just throw it, be a good steward of the money, and just do it. And so we all have fun. This is going to be fine this morning. So,
and it increases your brain activity.
I told him I was having enough brain activity right here with the social media, Instagram, and all of that. That gets me. But anyway, it is wonderful to know that, Michael, that we do have the Facebook page and with Instagram. I want you all to know that I did try it out, and I could even get it to work. And that's saying something. So it works. So just right there on that little thing right there, home free. So anyway, in the way of announcements, in the way that today is quarterly conference, so you all please make sure that... Jeff, are you keeping up with me? I'm jumping all over the place.
I know. I'm hanging in there.
I know you are. I know you are.
I mean, it's just me, remember?
Okay, I got you. Yeah. All right, I'll try my best to stay on guard here. Okay, so let's remember the CPR certifications. Michael, you and Chris, do you have anything you want to add to this? Anything at all? Wes?
What problem will they delay stuff? I haven't checked.
Okay, all right, okay. So those of you who haven't signed up yet, still got time.
And I did have a question about age.
Yes.
Research that I did, there's no age limit.
Okay.
Capable performing
that thing. Yeah, okay. Well, all of you get certified, and you never know when you might save the life, and that's fine. It could be mine, you know, seriously. I mean, seriously, so... Get it done. Thank you, Wes. Appreciate you hitting this up, by the way, you and Chris. Thank you. All right, upcoming conferences and elections. We've got July the 16th will be our quarterly conference. We've already announced. And then today, after July the 30th, will be Lord's Supper. August the 6th will be Deacon's Election. You need to add one other thing. August the 6th will also be our nominating committee. We'll give its full report to the church for approval at that date. So that way we'll be ready to go 1st of September. So I appreciate all the hard work the nominating committee has already put into this. And by all means, I appreciate you all saying yes. That has been so helpful to hear the word yes. And then hear the new people that we're going to have to share with you to say yes. It's been very, very nice and very fulfilling. And we appreciate it so much. Now, do I have any announcements that I need to share with anyone? Any new that I don't have? Okay. Then let's go now to the prayer request. We have on the prayer list already, we have Kimberly Allman. Kimberly had a heart attack, but the news is good that all the tests came back. Well, they said it was a heart attack, and as far as I know, it was. But the test came back, and she's doing very well. And I sent her a couple messages, and we did some texts back. But anyway, she's doing very, very well, I think. So we need to keep her in our prayers. The John Creighton family, let's keep that family in our prayers this morning. Anyone else that we need to add to the prayer list this morning? Yes, Robert.
Family of Jerry Aldridge.
Mm-hmm. Aldridge, is that a family of Jerry Aldridge or just he's
family of Jerry?
Family. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that, Robert. Good. All right, anyone else? Yes, Kenny. I'll get right. Who is it? Mike.
And if you guys will remember, Robert, we went Friday, but he forgot to fast.
I didn't forget.
It's okay. It's also a problem, but that's a different story for today. But y'all, please remember him because we're going to have to reschedule.
Let me be up.
Lay hands on him.
Right. It's okay. It's okay.
Watch out. Yeah, I'll leave breakfast at 9 o'clock.
Okay. All right.
Where else could this happen?
Robert, you can't forget the next day. Is that right?
Everybody loves Robert. Now, we have no question about that. And
so we're waiting on a rescheduled date. So let's pray
for test. Okay.
Before I go back to school, so I can be
And I wouldn't be laughing, Robert, but you do look like you're fine. So I praise God for that. I really, truly do. Yes, help me, please. Yes, ma'am. Angela?
Amanda.
You have to forgive me. One of my hearing aids went out this morning, and so I'm trying my best.
She had her last chemo with radiation treatment this week.
Okay.
She will have surgery sometime in August.
Okay, Amanda Wallace. Okay. Anyone else? All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful that we can come to you this morning, and that, Lord, we can come to you at any time. And now, Lord, as we're also thankful that we have a church, Lord, that we can come, and we thank you, Lord, for this crowd this morning that have prioritized their time, and they're here, and they came for one purpose and one purpose only, to worship your name. We thank you for that honor. We thank you, Lord, for that privilege that we have as Americans, that we can do that. Now, Lord, we ask a special blessing upon our church as we continue here. We ask your blessings and lead us, Lord, in the paths that we need, a path of change. We know, Lord, that's going to happen, and we know that we're going to need to do that. Help us to choose the right path. Help us to do the right things. Your wisdom, your patience, all of that is going to be necessary as we go forward. And we pray for you, our church. We pray for our pastor. Continue to pray for him. And Lord, we pray for Pastor Jim as he is away this morning. He has asked us to remember him, and he will be in the pulpit at Kenza around 11, and we ask a special blessing upon him as he preaches today. And then, Lord, as we remember, Lord, the folks that have been asked us to remember this morning, and Lord, let's remember the John Creighton family. Let's remember Jerry Aldridge, and we remember Kimberly this morning, Kimberly Alwyn as well. And let's remember Robert, Lord, as he has to go back for more tests. We pray for him, Lord. And I know, Lord, that we pray for healing for his body. And Amanda Wallace, we lift her up as well, we pray. And now, Lord, as we go forward in the service today, we ask, Lord, that you would now take charge as you always do with us if we're willing to do so. Be with Pastor Ed as he preaches the message today. And be with us in our conference and our business meeting as well. And these blessings I pray in your name. Amen. We asked Kathy to come and be part of our praise message this morning. So, Miss Kathy, if you will come and share with us the praise music this morning.
I picked a really sweet and simple song this morning, and it says holy, 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 and one of the songs that the youth and I are working on is holy, 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 a little bit different version of the hymn. And I told them this morning that there was a group of angels that this was their job, was to fly around the throne of God and cry out holy, holy, holy. This is the Lord God Almighty. That's their job. So we're going to join the angels today and sing our praise to Jesus and to our Heavenly Father. So if y'all will stand with me, it's very simple. It's called We Fall Down. It goes, we fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. And that's the melody, so I'm sorry I got off on the wrong tune. Got to get the tune in my head. Thank you.
truly we must never forget the holiness of God.
Amen.
There's a purity about God that we don't begin to understand. But praise the Lord, we can be a part of that family through Jesus. Now this morning, I want you to think back for a few years. For some of us, more than a few years. It's a warm spring afternoon, sun shining. You want to be out playing. Instead, you're stuck in English class. And you're conjugating verbs. Past tense, present tense, future tense, active, passive. And you are bored out of your skull. Well, do you remember anything about those lessons? This morning, I want us to look at, you put that knowledge to use. And look at some things the Bible tells us about future, past, and present. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And we'll start reading at verse 9. 1 Corinthians 6, beginning at verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. The first phrase and the last phrase that I read said that there's a group of people that will not inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, what he's saying is in the future, future tense, there's coming a day when every person will stand before the judgment of God. Every person will stand to give an account for the life that they've lived. Every person will give an account for the choices that they've made. Every person will give an account. There's coming a day in the future where we all will be held accountable. And at that moment, we're not going to be able to blame mama, daddy, the preacher, the teacher, anybody. It's our choice of those things that we chose to do. And on the basis of that judgment, we're going to head off into eternity. And he says here that some will enter the kingdom of God by implication, and some specifically, he says, will not enter the kingdom of God. Now, that's clear. Now, notice the list of those who said will not inherit the kingdom of God. Fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves with mankind, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners. Now, that's the King James. Let's see if I can read that in a more modern translation. Stop being deceived. People who continue to engage in sexual immorality, idolatry, adultery, sexual perversion, homosexuality, fraud, greed, drunkenness, and verbal abuse or extortion, these will not inherit God's kingdom realm. Now, that's pretty clear. I mean, anybody that doesn't understand those verses and those descriptions of people who will not make it into the kingdom of God just isn't reading the Bible. Now, I realize that there are whole denominations and there's churches and preachers that say, well, you can be this, that, or the other and still go to heaven. That's not what the Bible says. You have to just take a knife and cut out those verses and pretend that they're not there in order to be deceived. And notice the word, be not deceived. Don't fool yourself. Don't kid yourself. And in our generation, there's so much of that that's going on, and people are saying, well, I'm this way. I was born this way. God made me this way. But notice the beautiful past tense, present tense of verse 11. And such were some of you. Such were some of you. Paul lists all of these sinful lifestyles, and he says to these Corinthians, I know your life, I know your background, I know when you got saved, I know when you became a child of God, I know all about it, and I know how you were, and I know how you are. He said, such you were. But then he says, but you're washed, you're sanctified, you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Praise the Lord, those who had lived that old ungodly lifestyle no longer were those kind of people. They had been changed by the power of God. They had been totally remade in the image of God. I'm so glad for the life-changing power of God. Now, I know we can make excuses and say, that's just the way I am. This morning while I was thinking over this, I happened to think of something that happened a long, long time ago. One Friday afternoon, my dad brought the big truck to Chapel Hill and took the car to come back, and I took the truck and went up into Maryland to move an aunt back to Stanley County and all of her stuff. And she was leaving her husband. And he went to telling me while I was loading up her stuff into the truck, well, I'm just normally, naturally attracted to other women, and I just can't help myself. Duh. You could help yourself if you wanted to help yourself. You could change if you desired to change. You could be different. He said, praise the Lord, such were some of you. Now, there's an idea there, continuing in this lifestyle, continuing in that lifestyle. Now, all of us, okay, are sinners. We're changed by the power of God. And then we grow in the Lord. Many, many years ago, I was given or bought a book by one of Billy Graham's associates. You know, he had several associate ministers. And I think the title of it, How Come It's Taking Me So Long to Get Better? And he described the Christian life in a sense like World War II, when we took Iwo Jima and Guadalcanal and some of those other Pacific islands. How did we take those islands? Well, the Air Force bombed them. The Navy sent the big boats with the long guns, and they bombarded the island. And then the Marines landed on the island and began to make inroads. But once they landed, the Japanese did not just, they're there, and get on the back of the island and take off. They fought every inch of the way. And this writer went on to say, you know, this is sort of the way it is. The Holy Spirit begins to bombard our lives. People share Jesus with us. We're lost, but suddenly our hearts open up and the Holy Spirit makes a landing on our life. And we're saved. But there's a whole lot of our life that is not yet under the subjection of the Lord. And we don't even know what's over the next hill till we get there. And sometimes in our life it's like that. You know, as we go along and grow, there are things that, you know, didn't bother me 50 years ago that bother me now. I didn't even consider them to be wrong 50 years ago, but now I do. As the Lord has continued to work in my life and as the Lord continues to work in your life, such were some of you. You don't continue in that. The Holy Spirit makes an inroads into your life and you give your life to the Lord. And then over a period of years, the Holy Spirit continues to grow you and to mature you and to change you and make you more and more in the image of God. Past tense, such were some of you. Present tense, now you're no longer that way because of the power of God. And that's fantastic. That God can take us from where we were and change us. In one of Paul's letters, he makes a statement something like this. I was the worst possible sinner that there was, and if God can save me, everybody else is a piece of cake. Paul is trying to let us know nobody is beyond help. Nobody is beyond saving. Nobody is beyond changing. Now, he's already told us, you're not going to get into the kingdom of God, you're not going to get into heaven, if you continue to persist and choose a sinful lifestyle. But if you choose the other lifestyle, you can be washed. Washed. The Lord taking us and washing away our sin. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. The blood of Jesus. He washes us. It's like the Lord takes us and just deals with all the filth in our life. And he remembers our sin against us no more. He said we're washed and we're justified and we're sanctified. Justified means we're made right with God. God looks at us and he no longer sees our sin. He sees us through the lens of Jesus. He sees us through the purity of Jesus because Jesus lives within us. The Bible says we are accepted in the beloved, capital B, Jesus. We are justified and we're sanctified. That means to be made holy. What's the little chorus that the kids sing? Took him a long time to make the sun and the moon and the stars, but he's still working on me. He's still working on me. And the Lord's still working on each of us. But praise the Lord, he does. And the Bible, when Jesus was ready to go back to heaven, and he told the disciples, the Holy Spirit will come. He will indwell you. He will teach you. He will lead you into all things. He will bring what I've told you in remembrance. In other words, the Holy Spirit is there to help us become more like Jesus. it's not a matter of, you know, I'm going to pull myself up by my mood straps. I'm going to grit my teeth and I'm going to do it. You have a helper who knows the mind of God, who has the power of God to help you overcome. And it doesn't matter what the sin is. Now, if I as a pastor stand up here and say, go for it, sin's fine, I'm helping you deceive yourself. I'm going to tell you exactly what the Bible says. If we persist to continue in an old sinful lifestyle, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. If we refuse to allow the Holy Spirit to touch our hearts and transform us by the power of God, we're not going to go to heaven. Either God's true or the whole Bible doesn't make any difference. And I truly believe that God meant what he said, said what he meant, and we can't explain it away. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. You know, I'm eternally thankful that the Lord can take those who are not fit for the kingdom of God and change us and make us fit for the kingdom of God. And you know, there are people who say, well, Pastor Ed, I wasn't guilty of any of those things. Praise the Lord for that. But you still need Jesus. Nobody is born sin-free except Jesus. Nobody lives a life that's sin-free except Jesus. Nobody gets to heaven except through Jesus. We all need him. We may have a pile of sin in our life that's so big that it's disgusting. We need Jesus. And we may have some not so much sin in our life, but we still need Jesus. Now there's a couple of other verses I want us to look at in this chapter, and it's all tied up in past, present, and future tense. Verse 19 of chapter 6, 1 Corinthians. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own? For you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You're bought with a price. 2,000 years ago on a cross, Jesus paid for your sin. I was telling somebody, I think last week, I hope at my funeral they sing, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. Because anything I am comes because he bought me and paid the price for my salvation. I can't say, look at what I've done, look at the sermons I've preached, the studies I've taught, or whatever. Jesus paid it all. We are bought with a price. And that was a tremendous price that was paid for your sin and my sin. Jesus died for our sin. He says, you are bought with a price. Then he says, you have that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. In other words, God himself lives in you if you're a believer. God himself lives in you if you're a believer. And in other places in this chapter, he talks about joining our lives in a sinful manner. We don't want to do anything that would disappoint the Holy Spirit. I remember many years ago, a group of teenagers doing a little skit. And one person represented, the typical teenager. And one represented the Holy Spirit. And so the typical teenager's here and the Holy Spirit's right behind, you know, right back here. And this teenager said, now I'm turned to the Holy Spirit, said, now I'm going over here and do this. You stay here. You don't want to go where I'm going. And so the teenager starts off. The Holy Spirit's right behind him. Now, wait a minute. You can't go where I'm going. Holy Spirit's right behind him. And the point is, if you're a believer in Jesus, anywhere you go, anything you do, the Holy Spirit's involved. You may disappoint him. You may grieve him. You may quench him. All are New Testament terms. But the Holy Spirit lives within you as a believer. And that's an awesome thing. The beautiful thing about being a Christian is that it's not a lifestyle of I got to keep this rule and that rule and the other rule. The beautiful thing about being a Christian is I just have to walk with the Spirit. Let him lead and guide and direct my life. And he says, you have the Spirit. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you. And you have him from God. This church is special. To each of you. You've been here years. You've invested your life. You've put your money in this church. Suppose you came in some Sunday morning and this place had been trashed. You know, that kind of thing happens from time to time. Vulgar graffiti sprayed all over the walls. Those beautiful stained glass windows hit with a hammer. You'd be brokenhearted. You'd say, what a tragedy that this beautiful place that's dedicated to God has been violated and trashed. You see the picture? How it grieves the Holy Spirit if we trash our bodies and dwell in sin when he lives within us. When he lives within us. And he says, you're bought with a price. Well, let me go back. The last part of verse 19. You are not your own. You are not your own. We belong to him now. It's no longer me running the show. It's no longer me directing my life. It's him because he bought me. He paid for me. Now he's the master, and I do what he says. And then he says, glorify God in your body. Now that's active tense, that's present tense, that's future tense. He says, glorify God in your body and in your spirit because they belong to God. The goal of all of us is to glorify God. Not to glorify ourselves or the church or the denomination, but to glorify God. I love that I've got friends that I just see Jesus all in them and through them and over them. And when I'm around them, I just sense the presence of Jesus. Their life just radiates Jesus. And that's what God wants each of us to be. The kind of lifestyle God wants each of us to have. Past, future, present. There's coming a day when we shall be judged. If we live an old ungodly lifestyle, we'll never make it the kingdom of God. But if we're changed by the and washed and sanctified and purified by the blood of Jesus, because we have a personal relationship with Him, we'll be different. And both now and as long as we live, may our lives bring glory to our Lord. Would you bow your heads, close your eyes for just a moment? If there's someone here that needs to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we invite you to come. If somebody needs to come to the altar, we invite you. Some of you may have a friend or family member that you need to lovingly let know that their ungodly lifestyle will never get them to heaven. You may need to share Jesus with them. Thank the Lord that He bought and paid for you. Thank the Lord that He's changing you day by day, week by week, year by year. Thank the Lord that you can say, I'm not what I'm going to be, but I'm sure not what I used to be. And I sure appreciate Jesus changing my life. Father, I thank You for the life-changing power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It changes us both now and forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.